Om Shri Sai Ram. From the heavenly abode of the Yuga Avatar, the Purna Avatar, the Sampurna Avatar, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, here is wishing every listener a very happy Bhagwan Baba's 92nd birthday. Today is the auspicious Thursday, November the 23rd, 2017, and the most important day in the Sai calendar. Prashanti Nilayam India, the spiritual capital of the universe, is currently celebrating the 92nd anniversary of the divine advent in a devotion-soaked grand manner that makes this moment epic, historic, momentous, and truly Vaikunthesque. That is my word. At the moment, we are all experiencing heaven on earth. Some may call it Indraloka, the abode of the divine beings. Every angel, devi, devta and devotee in Prashanti Nilayam is currently beaming with joy, and we are packed to capacity and beyond inside the Sai Kulwant Hall and also outside along every square meter of this ashram, and the roads outside the ashram are also packed, as you can imagine. Speaking of which, traffic in downtown Puttaparthi today is, guess what, busy as a bee. And believe it or not, it's a challenge to even find parking inside the ashram today. But everything is happening in an orderly manner. That is the grace of Swami on this ashram. The temperature today is currently 30 degrees Celsius, clear blue skies, plenty of sunshine, and overnight lows are at 21. Daytime highs are expected to go up to 32 degrees Celsius. Fresh, delicious, hot lunch is ready for thousands and thousands and thousands of devotees as they are moving towards the back of the ashram to behind N7. Because the treat of fresh food twice a day has been going on for the last several days and will continue. This is a custom here every year during Bhagwan's birthday. Dear listeners, these past few days have seriously taken the Sai mission into the next gear. I hope you were following the developments over Radio Sai. First, the most powerful and literally earth-shaking International Veda Conference and the multi-faith meet, I beg your pardon. When those 12,000 men, women and children from all over the world chanted the sacred Rudram and Mantra Pushpam in one voice, the vibration was so potent and transforming that you had to experience it to believe it. In fact, I challenge you to make some time and sit down in a quiet place and play the same on Radio Sai and experience your soul levitating with this power into realms of bliss. To do so, please go to our homepage, radiosai.org. Select the program of either November 20th morning or November 21st evening. On both these occasions, the 12,000 registered participants chanted together. And what was interesting is on the first day after the first chanting, as I walked out, the chanting was still going on. I had to come back to work. I saw so many people sitting on different walls, parapets, edges, corridors of this ashram with their eyes closed, backs erect and straight. All of them outside were also chanting. There were 12,000 people and more chanting, 12,000 registered participants, 4,000-5,000 Swami students, all and many devotees who know these chantings, chanting together inside the hall. Maybe a total of about 18 to 20,000 chanters inside Kulwant Hall. Outside, there were several thousands who were just joining them and chanting in their own way along because it was all over the loudspeaker system. It was just very hard to describe in words. As I said, you could feel your soul levitating into some realms of bliss. That's the only thing I can think of. Now, Swami's four vows, which he had declared as a young man, were, he had incarnated, the advent had taken place to reestablish Sanatan Dharma, revive the Vedas, protect those who study Vedas and protection of his, for the protection of his devotees. All I can say is that he kept reviving the Vedas throughout his avataric mission in various stages. But with the 92nd birthday, that aspect of his mission has gone into some sort of a turbo mode. All of a sudden, his vow to protect the Vedam and those who study the Vedam has taken a quantum jump. And we are still reeling under the power of that powerful conference. Yesterday, we saw the inauguration of the Sri Satya Sai Archives, the state-of-the-art Sri Satya Sai Archives by the Vice President of India, Sri Venkaiah Naiduji. And you can catch all that excitement and his fantastic speech, so powerful, on radiosci.org. So, dear sisters and brothers, what is the best gift that you and I can possibly give Swami on his 92nd birthday? In the year 1990, on his birthday, on November 23rd, Bhagwan gave us the following suggestions so that it will be easier for us to pick him a nice present. He said the best present for him would be one or all of the following, or some of the following. Consider all as children of God. Consider all as brothers and sisters. Treat all castes and religions as one. Do not cause pain to anybody. Be united. Shun hatred and jealousy. Do not get elated or depressed. Develop love. Have faith in God. Remember the divine name and sanctify your lives. Beautiful ideas. With that, dear sisters and brothers, as you can see, the Mandir program has gone over considerably, but today everything is allowed. It's Bhagwan's birthday. Whatever he wants, he's the birthday boy. And if he wanted a longer program in the Mandir, we are all game with it. So on that note, I beg your indulgence to ask your permission to close the show early. And I had promised to play, I'm supposed to play the continuing interview with Mr. Siddharth Bhatt as part of a Fleeting Moment series, but since time is of essence, I'm not able to play today. I promise you it will be continued from next Thursday. But today, I have to close Morning Glory now, and I'm delighted to play the next segment on behalf of my colleague, Brother Raghu. This is a special offering by the students of Bhagwan Baba's school in Toronto, Canada. His beloved Canadian students have put together a special offering for his birthday, and Radio Sci is pleased to air it on their behalf through Thursday Live. With that, dear sisters and brothers, I wish you a Sci-Sum Awesome Bhagwan's 92nd birthday. So much love, so much joy in this divine valley there is today. And on behalf of Team Radio Sci, I send you oodles of his love, his unconditional, infinite love, his grace, his hugs, his choices, blessings, and grace. May each one of you feel a warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart right now to confirm his presence within you, above you, below you, and all around you. We are all his. We belong to him. And we, dear sisters and brothers, are the luckiest beings in the universe right now. Happy Swami's birthday to all of you. Till we meet next Thursday, enjoy the rest of the sacred auspicious day, and we'll catch up with Brother Siddharth Bhatt from next Thursday. With that, over to the program from the students of the Satya Sai School of Canada. Jai Sai Ram.
In Canada, the Satya Sai School opened in the year 2000, built on a strong foundation of academic excellence and character development. Teachers motivate students to be their best in all aspects of life through teaching the mind and reaching the heart. In this program, the students humbly present three songs and three speeches that embody the five human values and tools to be positive, productive, and peaceful.
I We must become the change we want to see the world, by Mahatma Gandhi. I want to make a difference. I want this world to be a better place. I do not consider my age to be a constraint or limitation, and I know I can do it. And it starts right here, and it actually starts right with us. Today, I will be sharing my ultimate goal with you. My goal is to inspire each and every one of you to make a difference in ourselves before we expect a difference in the world outside. Hey, wait, I'm not saying that we're not already good people, but isn't there always room for improvement? Many believe that they don't have what it takes to make a difference. They believe only people like Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, Nikola Tesla, and only people such are capable of creating change. But that is absolutely incorrect. The truth is that every one of us that exist on this world are there to contribute in our own unique way. The size of the contribution is not what matters. The key here is to have the heart to do it. If you can't feed 100, then feed just one. These are golden words from Nobel Laureate Mother Teresa. Imagine a world where everyone lives a life of Jesus or Satya Sai Baba. What if we offer our food to the poor man? What if we try to become the cause of someone else's smile? Why can't we be as forgiving as Jesus? Why do we hold grudges? Now you tell me, what kind of person do you want to be? Do you choose to be the good or choose to be the bad? Well, if you chose to be the good, that's exactly what my ears wanted to hear. Well, the severe most problem that our generation is facing is bullying, which occurs due to lack of kindness and compassion. Did you know that 3.2 million students each year are victims of it? This is so sad. But you know what? We can work together to stop this. All we need to do is be a bit more kind and compassionate to each other. We can be kind towards anyone, and not just our best friend or neighbor, but strangers. What we can do to be kind? Kindness is so simple. It can even be expressed with a simple smile. We can smile to anyone, and that can just make their day. Larger chances are that they would smile back, and that feeling can be so rewarding. Trust me, friends, perhaps that's what heaven feels like. Our tiny gesture of kindness in our surrounding can change someone's life. For example, if there is a student walking by alone, friendless, during the recess time, there are chances that they can be embarrassed or bullied for not having a friend. He could turn out to be the victim of bullying who dropped out of school. But think, the next time we see such a person, can we not go and talk to them and save them from being teased? So that they don't drop out of school, so that they can have a happy life. To be good is natural. While someone passes by our door, we can always offer to pull the door for them. Or, how about telling someone that they look bright or beautiful? Or while we're playing with our friends, why can't we praise them by saying, "Dude, you play so well." These little words of kindness cost us no penny, but have large impact on someone's self-esteem and mood. There are times when my parents refer about karma, that is our deeds. They say our own deeds decides the course of our future. Friends, believe me, once I witnessed something which totally made me convinced of it. Once I went to my neighboring community center to skate. I was really appreciating our city for providing us with such an amazing place to skate. However, there was a guy sitting next to me who was carrying a Tim's coffee cup. Once he finished, he settled the cup on the floor while the garbage was just 2 feet away. Later, he took one step down the stairs and fell flat on his face, chipping his front tooth badly. So friends, why do we wait for tomorrow? Let's get started today, and I mean right at this second. So let's pledge together and say to ourselves, I'm going to be good today. I'm going to prove to God that He created me for a purpose, and that purpose is not to harm others, instead to help them and love them. My parents have always said that there are two kinds of guys resting on our shoulders. One is bad, who tries to make us do wrong things in life, take the wrong decisions. And the other is who encourages us to do the right things. We all have a stronger voice within us that's perhaps called the conscience. If we follow that conscience, we may not be the first to arrive, but at least we would travel in the right direction. People, friends, peers, boys and girls, are we determined to be a good guy? Can we make today be the first day to bring a change in ourselves before we expect a change in the world outside? I do agree that I, Soham, can't fix the world's problem. But I will do what I can to make a difference where I can. Thank you and have a great day.
Hi, Mom. Can I have blueberry pie for after school? We ran out of blueberries. Never mind. Can I have strawberry pie instead? What? You used it for your face mask? Okay, guess I have to wait for it another day. Okay, I need some pie right now. Oh, no. I'm not talking about the blueberry and strawberry pie from before. Right now, I'm talking about the other type of pie. P-I-E. Patience in everything. My name is Aditya Prabhaharan, and I'm going to be talking about pie every day keeps the problems away. Patience seems to be a forgotten value. Most of us have trouble like waiting in a line to purchase tickets or for even the traffic lights to change. The English dictionary defines patience as the ability to accept delay or troubles without getting angry or upset. That's only one way to put it, but it also has a much deeper meaning. Patience is having a positive mind and belief that something special will occur at the right time. Patience is also having the ability to wait for something, even if it takes a day, months, or even several years. Nothing comes easily in life, but if you have the patience to wait for the right moment, the thing you desire most will come. Patience will lift you up. But if you're always pessimistic, you might not even see the chance to break through. You will be too busy complaining about the chance you missed before, rather than even focusing on the present itself. This will be an opportunity missed that you could have just achieved if you had the patience to wait for the right moment. We all know about the light bulb and the inventor of it, Thomas Edison. But did you know he made 1,000 unsuccessful attempts at inventing the light bulb? That didn't stop him as an inventor. In fact, he quoted that great success is built on failure and frustration. And he also said, I never failed 1,000 times. The light bulb is an invention with 1,000 steps. Having the ability to remain patient will let you achieve bigger and better things in life. Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. Did you know that it's your level of patience that determines your fate? You know, you could chase a butterfly all around a field and never catch it. But if you sit patiently and wait in the grass, it will come, flutter, and sit on your shoulder. Our parents show lots of patience with us. Thus, when we kids grow older, we should do the same back to them. We all have read the book about the tortoise and the hare. And what do we learn from it? Slow and steady wins the race. Ding. I got a perfect example that my whole school went through. My school waited not one, not two, but 16 years to have a school to call ours. Actually, no. I'm going to call it a luxurious mansion instead. The building committee faced numerous obstacles, and we waited patiently. And at the right time, we moved in. I want to sign out with a quote by Benjamin Franklin. He that can have patience can have what he will. Thank you for listening. And I see that you all are having a pie too right now. And how, you may ask? For you all are listening patiently to my speech. Now it's my turn to have the share of the pie by enjoying the rest of this wonderful program. Thank you, and remember to have your pie every day.
Satyasai School.
Seeking joy and peace in far-off places, but the spring of joy is in your heart. The haven of peace is in yourself. Sai Baba. My name is Girtika Jaganesha, and I'm a student of the Satya Sai School. Divinity in human form, a great humanitarian, and pure love walking on 2 feet. This is Satya Sai Baba, the founder chancellor of my school. Our founder chancellor is the embodiment of love. His heart is so pure and his actions are so generous. His words are kind and uplifting. His thoughts are sacred. Ultimately, he is God. Let me share a story. Dactus Tora, called Roshan, the average young boy, was born to Mauritius parents. He was a sweet son who brought so much laughter and joy into his parents' lives. One day, Roshan got a severe sore throat and was rushed to the hospital. The doctors discovered that he was diagnosed with the type of blood cancer. It was just 3 days that 3-year-old Roshan was kept in the hospital when the doctors advised sending him back home. They couldn't do anything to save his life. Roshan's parents, devastated, asked, "For how long can you promise me that my child will be 100% alive?" The doctors replied, "Well, we never use the term 100% in such cases, but to realistically answer your question, a few weeks." His father, grief-stricken, stepped out of the hospital and took a walk. On his path, he entered a Sai center. He didn't know about Baba until a few weeks before. He sat through the bhajans and talked to the devotees about his tragedy. They gave him a rose garland to take home. He put it on Roshan's bed at home. To their surprise, his bed was red the next morning. His parents were shattered, looking at unconscious Roshan. Once the doctors came, they realized that Roshan was in a deep sleep. He woke up and said he saw a man with an orange robe and thick hair in his dreams. This is the power of our founder. He causes miracles, helps those in need selflessly, and is ready to offer any support. Love, truth, right conduct, non-violence, and peace are the basic morals Baba has instilled in me. Ever since the day I walked into Satya Sai School, these values have become my foundation. Baba sets a great example with all of these. Love lives by giving and forgiving, he said. Baba's mission, the Water Project, free education and free Medicare have spread so much love around the world. He has put a smile on so many people's face. He has a golden heart. Baba has taught me that with right conduct, I can know myself, develop divine qualities, foster human qualities, and discard negative traits. Baba obeyed his mother and made the services as per her wish. He was a respectful son. He set a great example for kids to follow. Baba's quote, "Help ever, hurt never," constantly reminds me that nonviolence is the way to go. Baba uses his words to deal with things. He has said, "I want peace. I is ego. Want is desire. Remove ego and desire and you have peace." In our school, I learned that without inner peace, one can never enjoy life to the fullest. I know that there is no use in raising my voice. Love and thought is truth. When our intention is to love, when we care for someone, we will always speak the truth. All the values that he has taught me are connected with one another. Baba has helped create this basis in my life. Our dear founder chancellor has blessed our school. There have been many times when the garlands in our foyer grew continuously. I am very grateful to be studying in Baba's presence. What is really special about our dear founder was that he wanted to found a school that not only focused on academics, but character too. This molded so many different students, including me, into better people. I gradually learned from Baba's morals, stories, and quotes. Meditation is a very important part of our school. Ever since I was in JK, I've been doing this. It lets me start the day with a positive vibration. Baba has said, "Start the day with love, spend the day with love, fill the day with love, and end the day with love. That is the way to God." In our meditations, we alleviate the pain of those suffering and purify our thoughts, words, and deeds. The peace prayer that is done at every day's end spreads peace, love, and joy all over the world. I participated in CHC and visited senior homes. All these acts of kindness have made me understand the feeling of spreading love. I feel so happy knowing that I can make a change in someone's life. The school lets students love and serve all. This is all thanks to our dear founder, chancellor, and guardian. Baba is always there for us. He said, "I will protect you like the eyelids protect the eyes. You will always have me and I have you. I will never leave you and you can never leave me." Baba is a mother, father, God, and companion to me and many others. I'm a very fortunate person, along with my other schoolmates, to be a part of this school. We are all being guided under the influence of Baba every day. Founder Chancellor's Day is a chance for all of us to give gratitude to Baba for letting us be a part of his school and being such a great guardian. We are giving gratitude for our opportunity to call Baba, a divine soul, the founder chancellor of our very school. I will always live by his sayings. I have become a positive individual from him, and this is just the beginning. Thank you.
God is stronger than you think, like he can go through anything. And even when you think you can't find a way to still push on though.
Sometimes you wanna run away, ain't got the patience for the pain. And if you don't believe it, look into your eyes, the beat goes on. I'm telling you, things get better through whatever. If you fall, dust it off, don't let up. Don't you know you can go be your own.
that we all have better days. Phone's getting all up in your face. Just because you go through it don't mean you gotta take control. No, oh, oh, you ain't gotta find no hiding place. Because the heart can beat the hate.
Don't wanna let the mind keep paying you and saying you can't go on.
I'm telling you, things get better through whatever. If you fall, just lay off, don't let up. Don't you know you can all be your own. If you follow your heart,
and it will get better.
Through whatever the mind keeps thinking you've had enough, but the heart keeps telling you don't give up. Who are we to be questioning, wondering what is what? Don't give up. Through it all, just stand up.
The mind
keeps thinking you've had enough, but the heart keeps telling you don't give up. Who are we to be questioning, wondering what is what? Don't give up.
Don't give up. Just stand up.
Do it all, just stand up. You got it in ya, find it within. You got it in ya, find it within ya. You got it in ya, find it within. You got it in ya, find it within ya. You got it in ya, find it within. You got it in ya, find it within ya. Find it within ya, find it within. Through it all, just stand up.
We hope you've enjoyed this program and are grateful for the opportunity provided by Radio Psi Global Harmony. Developing students' full potential through academic excellence and character development in Canada at the Satya Sai School.